far away, sorrow takes its hold. A mother far too young has passed away. One by one the people come, despite the bitter cold. Though there is no right thing they can say. Closest friends and family come with outstretched hands. A whisper of the Maylois she possessed. All are there to comfort her, though none can understand why Hashem has put them through this test. A tzaddik then enters, compassion in his eyes. He's come to be mechazik those who sit and grieve. A little girl then rushes forth, Rebbe, Rebbe, she cries.
You're the one to help me, I believe.
My family is sitting here together side by side. Everyone has found a way to help the soul ascend. What is there that I can do? For I am but a child, facing more than I can comprehend. I'm willing to move mountains for Mama's memory. I loved her more than any words could ever convey. I long to do my share, for I've lost a part of me. Rebbe, tell me, there must be a way. He answers, there is one thing, a minhag, very dear. It really is quite simple, not hard to explain. Before you eat or drink a thing, make sure someone is near, so they can answer out loud with amen. Months go by and she succeeds with every bracha said. Amen is answered, not a minor feat. Until one day when she is sick and home alone in bed, no one is here to answer if I eat. I'll just have to wait, I will manage somehow. Hours pass too slowly while she remains alone. Although I am so thirsty, I won't forget my vow. Yet no one from her family comes home. I'm willing to move mountains for Mama's memory. I loved her more than any words can ever describe. Painful, my tears are flowing free. I just want an Hashomer to thrive. Later in the quiet evening, just as sleep is near, the sister returns home and brings her a glass of tea. A bracha and a main from two orphans rings out clear. The Shomati. Night descends upon the town, the little maidel sleeps. A dream begins in which she sees her mama from afar. My Shefele, I saw your pain and how it made you weep. You can't begin to understand your schar. The bracha that you made soared up right to heaven's door, breaking through the gates of mercy, acting as a plea. In the schools of the sacrifice that you made before, your friend will have a full recovery. A classmate from down the street had become deathly ill, yet now the doctors will confirm that she is fully healed. The strength that you showed served to alter heaven's will. With your arm in a change of fate was sealed. An orphan girl has taught us the power Omain brings. A chance to do this mitzvah must never go to waste. Now from down the road she hears happy voices ring. One word made the world a better place.